Well, from my weeks of canvassing, both the rural areas and urban areas of Bindoran and Ballyshannon, but particularly in the rural area, there is a deep concern over the level of speeding and dangerous driving on our rural back roads. Now, currently on our back roads, we know that sometimes we can have poor quality road surfaces, you have overgrown hedges, and indeed dangerous bends. And what we're finding is there's a huge increase in volume in traffic on those roads, and it's turning to be very dangerous, particularly as we're turning now to the better weather, longer evenings and brighter evenings. Now, I have raised this issue personally with Minister Jack Chambers, who was in Donegal over 3 weeks ago to meet Fianna Fáil candidates. And we know from the legislation that has just gone through and enacted on the 17th of April through the Road Traffic Measures Bill that we do have a reduction in speed limit on rural roads from 80 kilometres to 60 kilometres. Now, I would argue that that baseline speed limit is too high and it should be lower on rural roads. Now, I do understand our local authorities will continue to have a devolved function to decide the speed limit for those specific roads. And I would be campaigning locally and with Donegal County Council to lower that speed limit from, it is currently going to 60 kilometres, but I would argue it should be lower. And we do know currently local authorities are conducting that speed limit review. So I have raised this issue with Minister Jack Chambers. I will continue to do so, and I will also do so on a local level with our county council. It is much, much too dangerous when you look at the level of speeding and the volume of traffic on our rural back roads.
Now, in terms of while they can lower the speed limit to whatever level, ultimately, do you not think that if that were to happen, that there would have to be enforcement there in tandem to make sure that motorists are adhering to the new rules of the road? Or do you think there should be a focus on education as well? Like ultimately, driver behaviour is also a major factor here too.
I believe it's a combination of both. It is both education and enforcement. And indeed, I've raised that issue of enforcement of the law with Minister Jack Chambers. And we know through his negotiations with the Commissioner, each Garda now will do a 30-minute high visibility functioning and looking at road safety and speeding on our roads. And I have brought this issue of policing and enforcing to Minister Chambers, who will follow up in due course. And of course we need education, very, very important, at every level in relation to driver's behaviour, but also in terms of spelling out the consequences of what can happen. Too many families are suffering the devastation and consequences of speeding and dangerous driving on our roads.